Hello, here's a strange question. Are you a thermometer or a thermostat? Well, Marilyn, what are you talking about? Now, a thermometer is passive. It notes the temperature in a room. A thermostat also gauges the temperature, but its job is to control it. Who's in charge of the temperature around you? Now, Jesus said, we are light, bringing illumination so that people can see things more clearly. Or salt. This brings flavour and zest to everything, eliminating that awful blandness. So how do you react to different temperatures around you? Do you just resign yourself to situations? Oh well, that's how it's always been. Or do you try to make a difference? Recently, we went into a supermarket and the queue stretched out into the aisles. We would have had to wait for an hour just to check out our small number of items. People just seemed to be accepting it wearily, as if it was the norm. Then our friend, who used to have a shop himself, spotted a manager. He said politely but firmly, "You need to get more tills open. Look at this queue." The effect was immediate. His intervention changed the shopping experience for everyone in the stall that morning, because the manager, looking around, jumped to it. Just a few words, but the effect was dramatic. What about us? As Christians, we have the mind of Christ. We carry the very presence of Jesus within us. It just could be that we may be able to bring a timely, positive insight or change into a situation as we let the Holy Spirit guide us. One of my favourite verses is Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue, to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. As we spend time reading the Bible, listening, praying, he fills us with wisdom and words to speak to others so that we can be the means of bringing hope to their hearts as we go about our everyday lives. Yes, help us to know, dear Father, that with you guiding us, we can make a real difference. Amen.